Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Beautiful stuff. Pastor, good afternoon to you.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you?
Very well, thank you. My pastor, how are you doing?
I'm very fine.
Lovely. Did you have a good week and a good weekend, actually?
Sure, we did have a very, very good week. Yeah.
Lovely. Enjoyed the Sabbath?
Yeah, actually we did.
Ah, lovely. Well, I'm great I'm grateful to have you, Pastor. And I do understand that you're not only joining us for today, but you're going to be with us 3:30 until Friday. So those who are listening, please do make sure that you catch us with the Pastor from 3:30. We're going to be doing a 15 plus minus talk together with him on the Adventist World Radio Maranatha Drive every afternoon. And of course, we are going to be getting to understand this subject that we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about a beautiful, beautiful subject with the pastor. Pastor, before we go on with our discussion this afternoon, I do want to actually do just a remark. One of the most extolled virtues of all time is selfless service to others. The blessedness of giving rather than receiving is one of the most popular and most quoted verses in Scripture. But is it really possible for an ordinary person to serve others without expecting a reward or recognition? Or does one have to be a saint to engage in such a service? And so that's what we're going to be trying to uncover this week as we discuss my pastor. And those who are joining us, we're talking to Pastor Manyuki, who is going to be addressing this subject. Now, Pastor, what is the purpose of a selfless service? I think let's start there.
Well, selfless service is all about becoming like Jesus that we serve, definitely. Because if you look at it, we are talking about putting other people first and you coming last. So the purpose of selfless service is to walk in the way that Jesus told us to walk in, and also to do the things that we were told to do. Because selfless service is all about emptying yourself and giving yourself to others, serving others, and putting yourself last, definitely.
But where does this concept or idea originate from?
Well, this is a very, very old concept, which I believe as old as humanity is. You know, we are talking about the creation of humanity, the creation of humanity. You know, God has always created mankind to be selfless, you know, to be good to the society, to be good to people. If you go back in the Bible to the book of Genesis, you understand how the first man was given a command by God, and the command was, I'm going to give you this garden. You are going to take care of it, make sure it's watered and planted. It was a garden, not a pleasant really. But the same way that Adam was to care for the garden, it would translate to how the humanity was supposed to care for other people. So really, selflessness is as old as human beings are. It's as old as creation is. You know, even when God was creating mankind, there was an element of selflessness there. How he gave to men the beauties of nature. You know, God said, I've given you the garden of Eden. You are going to eat from that garden. You are going to survive from that garden. And all you do is to dress and keep the garden. So, you know, God was actually showing men what selflessness is all about. He's giving you a whole garden, giving you all the things that you needed. So we can safely say that selflessness is an old concept. You know, as old as creation is, even before sin came into our world, selflessness was there.
Now, is there something that we can glean? Can we say that Christ was selfless, and in what way was he selfless, if at all?
Yeah, Christ was very selfless. In fact, I would like to believe, and I would also want to hear us to believe that there's nobody who was as selfless as Christ. In fact, when you talk about selflessness, you're talking about Christ himself. You know, when you study through the pages of the Bible, look at what Christ was doing. All of it was, you know, an act of selflessness, how he went about preaching the gospel to others, healing the sick, and doing all that he did, raising people from the dead. You know, the Bible tells us that Christ had compassion, read Matthew 9, verse 37, for the people. And that compassion is what led him to do the services that he did to them. If you read it's Mark 10, verse 45, the Bible says that Christ came not to be served, but to serve others and to give his life as a ransom for many. So we definitely cannot talk about Christ without selflessness, because even his death on the cross was now the final nail on the coffin, you know, to show all of us as human beings that there's nobody who's been as selfless as Christ was, carrying our sins on the cross of Calvary and dying on the cross for all of us as humanity. It's perhaps the greatest form of selflessness there is up to now. So we can say Christ was dead selfless, definitely.
Beautiful, man. I think that's a beautiful example that you have made out. Then now, what does it truly mean then in our generation, you know, to be selfless? Is it a genuine act of kindness, or is there always some underlying motive? I'm talking about now us in our generation, and how do we define selflessness, or can we still define it the way it was some moons ago?
Yeah. You know, when we talk about selflessness, it doesn't change because of time. Definitely, it remains the same. Selflessness, I would believe, simply refers to putting others first and you come last. It's all about looking at the interests of others, you know, before you begin to look at your interests, you know. But we are living in a generation that is not as righteous as the generations that passed. You know, the Bible says we are living in the last days. And when you study Matthew chapter 24, verse 12 will tell you that the love of many in the last days will begin to wax cold. And these are the last days that we are in. But definitely the love of many has really gone cold. People now think about themselves. You know, the whole concept of capitalism, for example, it's all about amassing wealth at the expense of others. It's all about making yourself happy. You know, if you are a hard worker, if you are stronger than others, you can get there, and those who are weak will not. But we are saying in our days today, you know, there are people who are selfless, people who serve others. There are very good examples I can tell you of. People who die trying to save others, you know, people are drowning in the water, and then someone will sacrifice his life to save them. You talk about some of the professions that we have. Definitely, there's some, you know, a resemblance of righteousness in humanity, even though we have fallen as human beings so deep. The people work as police officers, for example. People work as firemen. People work as in the army, you know, trying to make sure that we are safe. It's all about, you know, giving yourself to others. So we can say that, of course, we are living in a wicked generation where people think about themselves more than they think about others. You know, and it's natural within human beings to think about yourself. But we do have people who are very selfless, who are, you know, inspired by the religion of Christ. And even people who are not Christians but are very selfless, you know, it just comes natural to them there. But for you to be selfless, it must be, you know, a result of walking with Christ in righteousness, you know, walking with Jesus. And Jesus will teach you how to be selfless. Because, as I said before, he is, I would say he is, you know, the only selfless being that we have seen so far who lived up to the word selflessness in its totality.
Tell me, Pastor, so this selflessness, I believe it is a trait that can be found in human beings. Is a person born selfless, or is it something that a person can learn as they grow?
Okay, selflessness and love are two things that go ahead in glory. You know, when the Bible says love your neighbor as you love yourself, it's talking about selflessness, right? When the Bible says put yourself ahead of others, okay? I mean, put yourself, you put others ahead of you. If you read 1 Corinthians 10:24, it says don't be concerned for your own good, but for the good of others. Okay. And then you read Philippians 2:3, it talks about it says don't be selfish, you know, don't try to be you know, to impress others, but be humble, thinking of others better than yourselves. In other words, esteeming other people better than yourselves. Now, for a person to love genuinely, it is not something that we are born with, you know, because the Bible says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So we are born sinners. You know, we come into this world as sinners who don't have a love for other people. That's why you see even a little baby will bite, the breast that he or she is feeding from. So that's what we are. If you give a baby something, you ask her, can you give me back what I've given you? They won't give you because they think it belongs to them. I'll really say that if you look at it, selflessness, love, all those good qualities you find in 1 Corinthians chapter 18, which explain love. Those things, you're not born with them because you are born, you know, under sin, definitely. Psalm 51 verse 5, I was shepherd in iniquity and in sin did my mother conceive me. But if you read a particular chapter, I'm referencing Psalm 51, it goes on to say, Psalm 51 verse 10, it says, create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. So if you're coming from verse 5 in Psalm 51, where it talks about being born in sin, we go through to verse 7, where it says, clean me, O God, wash me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Then verse 10 says, create in me a clean heart, O God. And verse 11 says, remove not thy spirit from me. So those are the stages one has to take to be selfless. One has to have a complete recreation of the heart. So it is not something that we are born with as humanity. If nature was to make a choice for us, every man would be selfish. And like animals do, if you go in the jungle, how lions and hyenas fight for survival, fight for territory, fight for everything. That is what humanity is without the recreation of the heart. But when Christ recreates our heart, you know, when your heart is recreated, when you're given a new heart and the heart of stone is removed, you are given a heart of flesh, then selflessness will become something which is natural for you. So it is basically something that we are given by God when He gives us a new heart.
Yeah. That's a beautiful one, man. That's a beautiful one. Now, can a person, a pastor, be selfless without expecting any reward?
In fact, selflessness is done, or maybe it happens without expecting a reward. If you do acts of selflessness, expecting a reward, then you can safely say you are not selfless. It's actually being selfish. Honestly, I can't help you expecting for you to help me back or do a service to you, anticipating you to help me back. It's no longer selflessness. Now, I'll give you something to nudge your brain a little bit.
But hang on.
Christ had died on Calvary for us, expecting a reward from us. What would we give him? Definitely nothing was going to be sufficient enough to pay for his death on the cross of Calvary for us.
Isn't God
expecting anything?
Yeah, Pastor, isn't God giving of his son, expecting a return from that selfless act, and the return will be that we accept him as a personal savior?
Well, in fact, what you are saying, accepting Jesus as a personal savior is not something that benefits God more than it benefits you. But every stage of that discourse is all about the selflessness of God.
Yeah.
God gives you the son. In fact, you know, we belong to God. Okay, that's where it begins. We belong to God. We belong to God by creation. We belong to God by redemption. You know, his son dying on the cross for us. Okay, so we belong to God in very, very many ways. We belong to God by creation and by redemption. So Christ dying on the cross is selflessness. God telling you to accept Christ as your personal savior, again, is selflessness. So in both these cases, Christ is gaining nothing. You are the one who's benefiting. You benefit by creation. You are made by God. You did not make yourself, did you? You also benefit by being redeemed. You were supposed to die a permanent death, but then God says, no, it won't happen, and gave his son for us to die on the cross. And then after we choose our way there, God comes again and says to you, accept Jesus as your personal savior. Again, it is selflessness. So when you talk about God, you talk about Christ, it is selflessness all the way.
Yeah. Well, I love that. That's beautiful. Because I think I buy that, actually, that we are the ones to benefit from Christ's selflessness, not the other way around. Now, Pastor, is selfless service, rather, the purpose of life? Is it what life is about, or is it simply a valuable, you know, a trait that enriches our lives and relationships? Not really a necessity, but more of a nice to have, some might say.
Yeah, you want to be happy in life, you know, to enjoy life to the fullest, give yourself to others.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Mm. If you live for yourself, you die for yourself. But if you live for others, you know, you begin to see the blessing of life there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to give, for example. You know, the Bible talks about loving other people. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Mm-hmm. You know, if you try to live those kind of virtues in your life, you begin to see life changing gradually for you here.
Mm-hmm.
It brings total happiness, knowing that I've given my life for other people. You see a reason to live. Now, sometimes when you look at life, you ask yourself, what is the purpose of living?
Mm-hmm.
Is it about me being born, living, you know, marrying, having kids if I have them, and then getting old and dying? Life seems very futile. You know, you ask yourself, is this life really? But then when you begin to live for other people, you begin to see the purpose of life. So life is all about serving other people. It's not something really that we can call nice, only, you know, a trait to have.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. Mm-hmm. It is something that we must be. We must be selfless. We must not do acts of selflessness, but we must be selfless. And when we are selfless, we begin to see the purpose of life. Okay, so Jesus lived a life which was, you know, worthy of all imitation. He died at 33, he was gone.
But
we still talk about him today. Why? Because he gave his life for other people. Talk of Mahatma Gandhi, for example.
Mm.
You know, one example of selflessness from India, not a Christian like us here. But he gave his life for other people. And they talk about him. Talk about the American, is it Abraham Lincoln, how he gave himself to other people.
Mm-hmm.
We still talk about him. So the people that we remember are not the people who lived for self. We remember the people who gave themselves to others. And imagine doing that, wearing the robe of Christ. It becomes even finer.
Beautiful. Well, Pastor, I must thank you so much for joining us. And we're going to be ending it there. But how would you want to summarize today's introduction? I know we're going to be with you the whole week. But what is it that people can look forward to as we are going to be dealing with this subject tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday? But just a brief overview in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. We are going to be talking about selflessness, definitely. You know, learning through the scriptures and what selflessness is all about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, learning about the importance of giving yourself to other people and how you can be able to eke out some joy out of all that.
Mm-hmm.
Right, I'll just leave with you Acts 20, verse 35, so you can ponder on that. It says here, you should remember these words. It is more blessed to give than to receive.
Yeah,
one of the things you must give to other people is yourself.
Mm. I love that. One of the things that you must give to other people is yourself. Beautiful stuff. I do hope that we will be unpacking this very subject as we go through the week. Thank you so much, Pastor, for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much.
Lovely. Blessed one. Until tomorrow.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.